This is Jim Zaroli in Yonkers, New York. Joe Nadan has a resume filled with accomplishments. He has a PhD, about a dozen patents, and even an Emmy for his work on high-definition television at a major electronics company. He's managed large numbers of people. So after the division he headed at Market Data Corporation shut down in August 2001, Nadan figured he'd find a new job.
Basically, at that point, I thought I was king of the mountain and that I just appear at anyone's doorstep and that they would welcome me instantly. I've had that experience before when I left jobs or I've been recruited from one job to another job.
But today, Nadan is still looking for work. It is a task he attacks with vigor. On this Friday morning, he's come to the Yonkers Public Library for the biweekly meeting of ITNet, a group of former technology executives who are job hunting and meet to trade leads. One of the first orders of business is the elevator speech. Members have to list their skills and experience in the time it takes to make a brief elevator ride. Like many here, Nadan is used to addressing crowds.
I'm Joe Nadan. My background is as a college professor, video engineer, chief technology officer, chief operating officer, inventor, and business developer.
When he's done here, Nadan must head to another meeting. He networks frequently, carrying a combination cell phone and personal organizer to keep track of his appointments. Still, the job market remains tough, and a glance around the library conference room illustrates what he's up against. Just a few years ago, when the tech sector was hot, many of the people in the room had to fend off calls from headhunters. Now companies can afford to be highly selective about whom they hire, says ITNet's chairman, Jim Caro.
It used to be out of a list of 10 requirements, if you hit the mark solidly on 5 and you were close on a couple more, you might be considered. Today, you're going to have to hit the mark solidly on all 10 requirements. It's simply that tight.
Since he left his job, Joe Nadan has gone on a dozen or so interviews and has been called back more than once to discuss specific jobs. But many companies have been reluctant to hire and are making do with fewer IT people than before, and that's especially true in financial services. Nadan knows he's at a disadvantage in one sense. He's older than most job hunters, having worked for some 30 years. Tall and imposing, with a lot of energy and a wide-ranging intelligence, Nadan hardly seems old. Still, the issue comes up.
You retire and your own personal motives come into play a lot. So for someone who has a great deal of experience, you have to address the question of what gets your juices going and how much longer are they going to be flowing.
Nadan notes that his own father didn't retire until he was 88, and he hopes to keep working for many years. With jobs scarce, Nadan has begun pursuing another project lately. He's starting his own internet company called OptiDre. It's aimed at helping short-haul trucking companies become more efficient by coordinating their schedules and reducing the time their vehicles travel around empty.
We have web servers, file servers, print servers, database servers, tape backup stuff. We have
The product is still in testing, but Nadan is looking for seed money. A few days after the Yonkers meeting, he appears at a small Manhattan multimedia firm owned by his son Greg. Joe Nadan has just come back from a trip to Kentucky, where he met with some investors at a brokerage firm, and he's optimistic about his chances.
They wanted to discuss privately what they wanted to do, and we're going to follow up later this week. But I believe the chemistry was good, and we're looking forward to working with them.
But for now, OptiDre has no revenue, and with two children to support and a home in Connecticut, Nadan can't afford to wait too long for the company to get off the ground. His son Greg, who's a partner in the venture, says he believes in what his father's doing, but he worries that in this weak environment for startups, his father won't get financing as fast as he needs it.
He doesn't have $50 million sitting in the bank today like this. You know, if this doesn't work, he has resources, but at the same time, you know, he's not ready to retire from a financial or from a personal standpoint. You know, he doesn't want to sit back and do nothing just yet. He has goals to strive for, and that's what he's doing right now.
Meanwhile, Joe Nadan continues searching for work. He says he's willing to leave the New York area and to consider a job with less responsibility or salary than he's had before, if it's the right position. But companies are often reluctant to hire executives under such terms, fearing they'll leave as soon as something better comes along. Nadan knows that if he's to find a job, it may have to be one he creates himself. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, Yonkers, New York.